The Burt Show.
Michael Johns has been in studio so many times, and I think the unique thing about this time talking to Michael is that he was sober, which was a nice, nice change.
Yeah, because he comes.
He's getting a bad rap on our show.
I know. It happened one time, but we've been giving him a hard time about it.
Well, he comes to visit us when he's in town visiting his friends because he's an Atlanta guy.
Right.
And so he goes out, and as you'll hear, you know, he discusses his relationship with alcohol and Patron.
And Tin Roof.
And so those things all combined make it difficult to be in studio at 7:15 in the morning talking about whatever your project is that you got going on.
Here he is, Michael Johns, Atlanta guy. On the Burt Show, Q100.
Last time we saw Michael Johns, you were in Atlanta for something, and you came in and did our show, and you were still hammered from the night before.
No.
Yes, you were.
Yes,
you were.
Erroneous on both counts.
Erroneous.
You went to Tin Roof.
Tin Roof.
Something, but...
I was there for the David Foster tour.
That's right, yeah, but you went out the night before because...
Well, I said, why not just book a gig?
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, and Jägermeister, might have won that battle.
That'll happen.
Does that always happen in your old stomping grounds, places where you have friends, where they'll come out and just do their best to get you hammered?
Yes, because then, you know, everyone's married and everything, but then when I come to town, it's like we revert to being 22 years old again.
They're one big night out.
Yeah, exactly. We're the worst. Married people, and if they have kids, that's even worse because they rarely get out. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the one night they get out, they're going to take it out on you, man.
Yeah, so I'm just a victim.
That's what we'll call it.
I don't think it's a married single thing. I really think it's there's some places, like I think Tin Roof is one of those places where you're not allowed to leave until part of your body will be numb the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like it's a badge of honor. If you walk out, they're sober, they're offended.
Right. Like they'll stop you at the driveway and turn you back around and buy you more shots.
Hey, I've been there and done that. Yes.
What drink would you break up with right now? Like right now I'm having this on again, off again relationship with Patron because I just can't handle it. Is there one liquor you got to stay away from?
Yes, Patron.
It is Patron?
Really?
And the funny thing is one of my best friends, her name's Pam, and she is the head of all marketing and event planning for Patron.
Oh. Can I get a number?
Yeah. Yes. I'm telling you.
Can she become my friend?
She's in Italy right now, and it's so funny. She goes, oh my God, you really can't handle tequila, can you? And I said, no, I cannot. And she goes, we're going to be friends because she knows that I'm her friend just for being her friend, not because I want the throne, you know what I mean?
But it sure helps to have that silver in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly. But she's awesome. But yeah, Patron.
Yeah, for me, it's Patron. Every time I do a shot, it makes me feel 2 inches taller.
Really?
So by the end of the night, I feel sexy and tall.
he's ready to take on Big Mike.
Three shots of Patron, and I'm, my pants are off, and I'm running around the bar like a crazy person.
Sound familiar, Jen?
Yeah.
Sound familiar, Jen? Yeah.
That's true. That country song. There's some country song. Tequila makes her clothes come off. It's true.
Brad Paisley, right?
Is it a Brad Paisley song? It's the truth. Yeah, it is.
So what's it like for you today, man? Come back here, and you got all the rookies here.
Yeah, no,
it's going through what you went through.
Yeah, it's definitely strange.
Yeah.
You know, when you come back and, because it feels like 7,000 years ago that I was on the show, and it was only 2 years.
Was it? 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2008.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool, and this is a really good group this year. They're really nice guys.
Yeah.
I really like them.
What advice? Anybody come up to you and ask you for some kind of advice for the finale or anything like that?
No, not yet. But I spoke to Lee at the Idiger's back party, and he was like, "Man, I've downloaded all your videos," and I'm like, "Wait a second, man! Like you're in the top two, know what I mean? Like, what are you watching my stuff for? You know,
it's very cool.
But it's a good group.
If he were to ask you for some advice going into this tonight, what would you say to him?
I mean, you're there. You know, you've already won, and I know that sounds cheesy and everything, but the top two. I mean, you've already got your deal. You know, you're going to go out there and make your music and everything, everyone knows who you are. And I just go out there and have a blast as much as you can. You know.
What's the latest with you? What's going on with music stuff for you?
The album's coming out now in Japan, which is crazy.
That's cool.
June 23rd it's coming out, so I'm heading over there.
It's like all the cover art in Japanese and stuff?
Well,
like all the,
I've just started. Yeah, I just saw some of it.
It's in Japanese?
Yes.
Cool.
And it's $45 already on Amazon.
$45? Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yes. And all I want to do is get it. If the song ever takes off over there, I just want to get a bumper sticker that says I'm huge in Japan. That's all I care about.
You well, know, you would know if you were or not. So just tell me you are.
By the way, I'm huge in Japan.
Right there you go. Confident.
No, so it's going to be interesting. I've never been over there. My brother lived there for 2 years, so I'm really looking forward to going over to Japan. It's going to be awesome.
How long are you going to go?
We're doing an initial like 10 days and then going back for another tour later in the year.
Do you know?
That's very nice.
Well, then how are you going to talk to people? Do you know any Japanese? You need to know like something.
Sake.
Konnichiwa.
Donamagato, Mr. Roboto. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to it. Because Ninja Warrior is one of my favorite shows on TV. Have you guys seen that show?
No.
On G4?
What is that?
It's on. It's this whole like, how would you describe it?
Have you seen it? It's like a crazy game show where people have to jump over or get through obstacles.
Yeah, you gotta, like, climb stuff. Have you seen that one?
Yeah. Japanese
the ones
game
that are impossible.
Are
awesome. Yeah.
So I cannot wait to like, you know, that's all I'm going to care about.
You should see if you could get on that show.
I'm not fit enough.
Well, they have really like great shape to be honest.
Oh yeah, no, it's all like full on gymnast stuff.
Oh yeah.
They have like all the Japanese shows, like they have like 30-minute primetime shows that are just like scaring people.
Right.
You know, like they jump out from around the corner and scare you and they show that. And I'll watch that crap on YouTube for days.
Like, is that one, have you ever seen that one where the guy's sleeping in his bed and they like rip the entire bed out and all of a sudden like he's completely passed out and then he's in the snow going down a mountain. And the guy's like this. didn't really understand what was going on.
What a great job. I mean, all you get to do is inflict pain on people.
Right.
That's your job. Is to
well, that's why,
pain.
I mean, that's why Ellen DeGeneres has been picking up all these shows like on her show, you know?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What is the biggest advantage post Idol?
Biggest advantage?
Yeah.
Friends who work for Patron.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just like, you know, just the recognition. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many doors gets opened because of the show
right. And
the platform. So, you know, for someone that was like in signed bands and done stuff like that before and then, you know, playing in Buckhead and everything else, it's like you could be doing that till you're like 50, you know what I mean? But this show puts you on a stage, it's like, you know, unparalleled.
Right.
And you did it right too. Like last year, right after the finale, remember when I walked down to the front of the arena either Tuesday or Wednesday night and I saw you down there like, and you were like the mayor. Like,
oh God!
Yeah, Paula's like waving to you from the stage. Randy comes by. Simon's
like
saying hi.
It's like you're like, part of the club.
Yeah, you're like the mayor of Idletown.
But you do have to work those connections, right? I mean, you have to maintain those friendships and relationships, or else they dwindle on and they're focused
on new contestants.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's like everything. I mean, it's the greatest help and platform. Mm-hmm. But you know, the phone's not going to ring if you're not going to, you know,
sure.
If you're not going to make the calls yourself. So
right. You
know, it can be the best and the worst thing at the same time.
When are you coming back to Atlanta?
I think I just booked a couple of dates there.
Tin Roof.
July 16th, 17th.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna come in studio and hang out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
do
I shall.
Do not come in sober.
Oh,
no.
Calm down.
Do not come in sober. And bring some of that Patron with you,
yes.
Man.
Well, that I will do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
That's funny.
I think it's funny that he was all at a sophisticated David Foster event, but you came in, you know.
Why not?
He's claiming that he wasn't buzzed that morning.
That should be
right.
That should be very highbrow.
I wasn't buzzed. Look, I didn't even know where I was coming from. I think I literally left like Tin Roof and came straight to your studio.
I think you did.
That's
which
fantastic.
Which is impressive. You know what? That deserves.
Yes.
Some good.
Hey,
exactly.
I keep
like a badge.
Yes.
A badge, a ribbon.
Oh, thank you.
It's good having you here, man.
Thanks, mate.
All right, we'll see you in
Atlanta. See you guys.
The Burt Show.